Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
We've all forgotten important passwords before. Maybe the one to access an old email account or social media, MyGov portal.
Yep.
Spare a thought for Stephen Thomas, who has two password guesses left before he's locked out of Iron Key, the small hard drive that allows him access to his Bitcoin fortune.
Oh.
The German-born San Francisco-based programmer was given the Bitcoin in 2011, right, as a reward for making a piece of animation explaining what the cryptocurrency actually was.
Right.
This week, his Bitcoin investment is worth more than 315 million Aussie dollars. Trouble is, he wrote his password down on a bit of paper and lost it. Iron Key allows 10 password attempts, and he's up to 8.
Oh, shit.
After 10, the device is permanently...
You said shipped, if you're wondering.
I thought you did. After 10, the device is permanently encrypted, and he will lose access forever.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is why I leave all my major financial decisions, and password details for that matter, safely in the hands of the Nigerian finance minister. See?
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yes. Nikki and DeMello aboard. January 14, if you're wondering. And it's happened again, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump has been...
Oh, dear. So what did you do? Did you have an accident again?
No. I'm still wearing the same pants as when I got up this morning. No, hang on.
Maybe you should change them.
Anyway. No. Same pants all week and that's that. Donald Trump's been impeached again.
Yes.
More than the necessary... They only needed 218 members of the House of Reps to vote for impeachment. The final tally was 232 in favour, 197 against, which meant 10 of his own party crossed the floor to vote with the Democrats. So now I guess the decision whether to remove him from office and stuff, that gets decided by a US Senate trial. It's unclear how quickly that will get underway. How many days have you got left? Like, not
the
many.
The 20th, isn't it? 6 days.
Yeah, right.
Not so, even a week.
I think this is more a legal precedent as to what it, you know, can lead to in terms of what he can do after, less about sort of getting him out. But anyway, he is definitely the fruitiest of all being impeached twice.
I know. No one had ever heard of impeachment until then. And you're like, oh, peach.
This is his song.
Peach.
There we go.
Plenty of peaches.
Yeah. I thought that would be the bit that would play, but anyway.
Peaches for me.
Yeah. You have to sing that bit in your own head. Okay. Now, very sad news. There'll be a public memorial for Millie Lucas today.
Yeah.
Who was the miracle girl.
Yeah, very, very sad.
Secret Harbor, who sadly lost her fight with brain cancer. Her parents have extended an open invite to the event. They're only asking that if you go along that you wear something turquoise.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Apparently the Dockers helped out, put it all together.
Oh, that's nice.
So gates will be open at Optus 10:30 for an 11 a.m. service. The family won't be accepting flowers, but we'll have donation boxes for the Kyle Andrews Foundation, the Charlie Teo Foundation and Team Fred.
Very nice.
So, yeah, if you were going to, you know, get a bouquet, maybe just slip that cash into the... useful. And did you see the story about Australia's oldest person?
No.
Kicking around yesterday. His name's Dexter Kruger. Lives in Roma in Queensland. Yesterday turned 111.
Wow.
It's not bad. He reckons the most amazing invention in his lifetime was the telephone.
Yeah, would have been.
Which, you know,
pretty big.
You can see how that had kind of impact the world. He reckons the key to his long life, I sing and whistle and have half a dozen prawns every day.
Half a dozen prawns?
Half a dozen prawns.
Wowee.
For my evening meal, I'll often have a tin of sardines with my soup.
Seafood, perhaps.
Seafood is the key.
There you go.
So I'm not going to live very long. I know it's very un-Australian to say so.
Well, you're going to have to get some prawns in you.
Not enough of a seafood. Well, maybe I'll have to just, you know, hold the nose and get them down.
Get them down, yep. Down the hatch.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
First off, the Falcon Lions Club Kids Fishing Competition is happening Sunday at Falcon Bay. It's $5 entry, gets you a drink, sausage sizzle and sunscreen, and it is for 5 to 16-year-olds, kicking off at 11:30.
Nice.
Good chance to, you know, do something on the weekend. Now, there's a few things to chuck at you here. It's National Dress Up Your Pets Day.
Oh, cute.
My cats probably wouldn't appreciate it, but maybe you've got a fluffy friend or a fish, perhaps, would let you do that.
Only if they like it.
Yeah, a little fish with a little hat, jaunty little beret or something.
Okay.
It's National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. And it's also National Hat Day.
Oh, so wear a hat, have some ice cream, and dress up your pet.
That's right.
Nice.
And very useful this. It's National Use Your Gift Card Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before it expires.
Well, yeah, otherwise, let's face it, they're likely to only reappear the next time you move house.
Mm.
You know, that's when I find when I'm looking for something else 2 years later.
Like, and they've expired and it's like,
Look, it's a Brash's card. Sweet.
A what?
Yeah, that's right. That's how old I'm talking
okay.
about. Yeah. Oh, look, it's a Bowen's card. Wonderful. Yeah. These are all businesses from before you were born.
Mm.
Excellent. Carry on.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And now delivering it live from geostationary orbit, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Ariana Grande has revealed she is dropping a remix of her song 3435 on Friday. She took to social media to share a quick teaser video.
Well, that makes it very clear, doesn't
so,
it?
So, yes. The video shows, obviously it's playing the music,
right.
Shows a very old TV with three silhouettes with question marks over two of them, suggesting that Grande will be joined by two other ladies on the track when it's released on, well, tomorrow. So, listen out for it.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon this week and revealed that she doesn't like being called Anne.
When I was 14 years old, I did a commercial and I had to get my SAG card. And they asked me, what do you want your name to be? And I'm like, well, it should be my name. My name's Anne Hathaway. And so that seemed like the right choice, but it never occurred to me that for the rest of my life, people would call me Anne.
Do I call you Anne or Annie?
Call me Annie.
Yeah.
Everybody, call me Annie, please.
Okay, all right. Annie.
Annie Hathaway, there it is. In one of the strangest stories I've heard in a while, comedian Ricky Gervais has revealed that he turned down the chance to be the first comedian to do a stand-up gig in space. While appearing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, he talked about how he was recently pitched the new opportunity.
I was offered, right, on one of these things that you go up into space for like 15 minutes, and it was like a group of like billionaires. And they offered me the chance to be the first comedian to do a stand-up show in space. So I went, no, I'm not going to risk. That's mad. I'm careful crossing the road. Also, these people have paid like $300,000 to go into space and have a look around. They go, and here's Ricky Gervais. They're doing 10 minutes. So then they can watch me on YouTube. And now they've blown $300,000. Look out the window.
Fair call.
Yeah, very funny. And reports are the Sex and the City girls will be earning a massive pay packet from the HBO revival series, as you can imagine. Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon and Kristen Davis will reportedly be bringing in over $1 million per episode in the upcoming 10-episode series. So 10 mil. It's going to be titled And Just Like That. And in addition to reprising their roles, all three of them will also be serving as executive producers.
To justify the money.
I feel like they needed to add that in to be like, that's why they're getting so much.
Oh, yeah, because they're executive producers, totally.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.